And we're now going to pick up with Bill has locked on his Doppler radar on one of the bogeys. And this is what happens next.
It was a high-pitched whine, very solid, very consistent, a little higher than jet engines. I only heard it for a second before we were hit with what's called electro-countermeasures. Whoever was in that craft knew that he was locked on, and he shut us down. He shut us down by reversing what appeared to be reversed the polarity of every piece of equipment on the site, which led to complete system failure and a lot of damaged equipment. And just as I was trying to turn the equipment off so it wouldn't be damaged anymore, one of the launcher crewmen who are outside, who are guys that are out on the pads, come running into the BCC and said, I saw it. It just went over. He says it was moving like a meteor. It looked like a meteor. And it went north to south out of sight. What happened, interestingly, the next day, we were advised the entire thing was a NORAD drill and that we should disregard everything and consider everything confidential.
NORAD was talking back and forth to us, and they were as flabbergasted as we were about the speeds we were seeing. There was no way that they were from Earth because they were going too fast. We knew the Russians and the Chinese and whomever did not have aircraft that could go that fast.
Did anybody at NORAD talk with you all about what they might be and where they might be from?
No, they hushed it up after that. They didn't want to talk about it, and they told us that we weren't supposed to talk to the press or anything about it.
Did they explain why it had to be hushed up?
Not really. They just told us that this never happened.
How many times did you experience that in your military career?
Oh, three or four times.
With UFOs on radar?
Yeah.
And then somebody saying this didn't happen?
Right. For some reason, they liked to hover over Miami. I don't know what they were doing. Nobody seems to know. But that one, I got on the phone to Bill because we had a direct line to Key West. Because we had another Army site right next to us that had missiles also. We had no missiles on our site, but the Army did right next door. So they were getting their missiles ready, too. They had the same type of setup as Bill had down in Key West. When they went down south over Key West, I was talking to Bill while he was tracking, and all of a sudden, I lost contact with him.
And that's when that pulse of whatever energy...
Yeah. I called him up later on another line, but we were told not to speak. We all had top secret clearances, and we weren't allowed because of the sensitivity, I guess, of it, to talk about it.
Whatever it was, only God knows what it was visually seen along with electronically tracked. So it couldn't have been targets that NORAD was putting there. The things that didn't make any sense is there was too many units involved. You had the United States Navy or Marine, whoever flew those jets from Boca Chica. You had the Air Force, you had NORAD, you had radio stations in Miami. It happened. There's no denying it. And I know that there's hundreds of other members of the North American Air Defense Command that know what happened that night and can tell you the same story. It was an amazing thing. I stood outside of that BCC and I looked into the sky and I realized that I had experienced something that had changed my life because I knew I am one of the only people on the planet, several hundred of us, that know that there's something flying around our skies. I know what I saw in the scope. I know it was there.
And that it appears to operate with such intelligence that it can play cat and mouse for 3 hours with American jets and then know that it's locked on by your particular radar and counter it with something that damages all your equipment.
Yes, counter it with something. As a fire control operator, I had seen all kinds of electro countermeasures, ECM. We continually played tag with the Air Force. They probably still do. Air Force bombers and Air Force fighters will attempt to penetrate our airspace for testing, and we play games with each other trying to do electro countermeasures against each other. This is something I had never seen. This is something no one I've talked to has ever seen. It took incredible power to do what it done. But the interesting thing, the thing that I always thought about was, it disabled us without hurting anyone. If it had that much power, it could have just put us away, I think. But it disabled our capability to hurt it without hurting a single person. If you can imagine taking your car while it's running, taking the battery terminals off and reversing them, that's pretty much what happened. The polarity reversed on much of the equipment. I have no idea what could do that.
And at that point, did any superior officer come running in and say, X is going on?
Yes. The commanding officer that night came into the control center and said, what the hell happened? And I said, I don't know, sir. We've just been shut down. I think he said, that's impossible. I said, well, we're shut down, sir, and I don't know what done it. And then he went and probably called the commanding officer of the unit. And the next morning, they said it was all just a NORAD test. Don't panic about it. You know, it's not a big deal.
They had special devices on the radar to photograph anything that we saw on that radar. Everything that night that was photographed was sealed and marked top secret, and I don't know where it went from that day forward, whether it went to NORAD, whether it went to Washington, D.C. I don't know where it went. Nobody told me.
But you saw with your own eyes top secret on whatever the film was put in.
Right.
And that also contradicts the idea that this was just a NORAD exercise, isn't it?
Yes. NORAD came on the line and told us it was no exercise.
When did they say that?
From the very get-go. We contacted them. They saw what was on our radar, and they told us, this is no exercise. This is the real thing.
And yet, Bill says, within 3 or 4 days, some kind of official notice came out saying, forget all of that. It was just a NORAD exercise.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's the way they used to do it. They were afraid maybe that we were being attacked. So they're not going to tell us that it was an exercise till days later, and they said, yeah, forget it. It was just an exercise.
But you all knew that was a lie.
Oh, yeah.
They've always been wanting to tell us to somebody responsible. Linda, there's got to be hundreds of military people that know what's going on. There are people that outranked me that night. There are people that were in command that knew exactly what was going on. And they're all senior citizens now, and hopefully some of them will get the guts to come forward.
Gosh, I hope so, Linda.
Yes, I do too.